The question was asked, we have Midrashim about the power of the Ketores to stop plagues. There's a Midrash about the power of reading the parasha of the Ketores to prevent a city from being exiled. So what's going on here? Why would such a parasha in the Torah have so much power? So the first thing we have to know is that being that the Torah is the word of Hashem, so every word in Torah has a lot of power. There's a story that's recorded by Rav Nissim Gaon in the book Sefer Masiyot about a child that his parents were elderly and for years they couldn't have kids until finally they had this boy. And then the father would always take the boy to school and he would lovingly bring him because he was the apple of his eye. He had prayed for this boy for years. And then one day the boy kept saying, "Dad, let me go alone, let me go alone. I know the way. Abba, you don't have to trouble yourself. I can go alone." And so his father let him go alone. And on the way, a Roman soldier saw the boy and decided that that's a good-looking boy. I want him for myself. He took him and brought him home. And the boy was on his way to school. He had a book of Bereshis under his arm that he was studying in school. So that evening, the boy doesn't come home. His father's frantic. He runs out to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, the boy didn't come today, and they start searching, and everyone's looking, and they have no clue as to the whereabouts of the boy, and the parents spend the rest of their days praying for the boy's return. Meanwhile, the boy is being brought up in this Roman's home. And the Roman who took the boy and took his sefer, his chumash, he says he doesn't need this anymore. So he goes to the king's library and he sticks the scroll in there, and he figures, okay, whatever, that's a place for it. The king gets very sick. I don't know if it's the king or the governor, whoever it was. And his doctors can't figure out how to cure him. And the king insists, did you go through every book in my library to look for a cure? So they say, in all honesty, Your Majesty, we went through all the books but one. There's one which we don't know what it says. We can't figure out what it, how to read it. So that was that book in Hebrew, the book of Bereshit. So that Roman was there and he said, I have a kid who can read that book. So he brings in the boy, and the boy sits down next to the king, and he starts reading the Bereshis, and he lovingly sings through the Bereshis, and as he reads, the king keeps getting better and better and better, until finally he's all well. So the king is very excited over this, and he says to the boy, what did you just read before me? So the kid says, I read the Word of God. What I just read before you is the words of the Torah that I used to study, and I love studying, and I wish I could continue studying, because I have parents who lovingly sent me to learn every day, and now I've been away from them for so long, and I wish I were back. At which point the king ordered that the child be returned to his family with many gifts for his parents, and so the child was returned. So this is a story I grew up on. The story is actually recorded in Sefer Masiyot of Rav Nissim Gaon. But I grew up on it as a childhood story. And the message is important. The idea that words of Torah have an impact, and it doesn't matter, like our sages say, even the verse, V'timna hayeta pilegesh le'elifaz. There was a girl named Timna, not Jewish, who was a concubine to Eliphaz, not Jewish. So you read that verse and you say, what do I get out of this verse? I don't know. What difference does it make? You know, so Eliphaz ended up having Amalek, and it all came from a concubine he had, Timna. Why does that interest me? Why does that matter? Our sages say, even that verse, don't think it's lesser than other verses. If Hashem put it in the Torah, there's intrinsic holiness to every verse of the Torah. So firstly, when we ask the question about Ketores, we have to realize that every pasuk has potency. Every pasuk, every word is its mitzvah, and every pasuk, if it's the word of Hashem, so then there's limitless wisdom and depth and power within the Torah. We don't understand it. We don't begin to understand what's going on here, because to us, why is this different than any other work? So we see a certain level of brilliance. We see a certain level of extraordinary strength to the Torah and the way of the Torah. But at the end of the day, you read the words of the Torah, It's not so obvious to us that when we read the Nesi'im, the story of the 12 tribes all brought the same sacrifice. So you read it, delineated. 8 psukim about each Nasi. And it gets boring. You read the book of Bamidbar, all the counts and the numbers, and it's boring. Bottom line, you read it and you're not interested. And you don't see the holiness there, because we don't really understand what's so holy about it. We don't. We say, okay, Hashem gave it, and obviously there's something here beyond what we see, but we don't see it. Let's be honest, we don't. But at the end of the day, there is holiness. There is potency in each pasuk. It says in the Medrash that when a person says the verse about the Korban Tamid, he will slaughter it on the side of the altar to the north opposite Hashem. So it says if a person thinks instead of the word tzafona, tzifuna, the word tzafon also means tzafun, hidden. Very often in Hebrew we assume the north side is the hidden side. So, like tzafon, right? In the Seder, tzafon, right? So if a person thinks about the hidden merits we have from the Akedah, from Avram's binding of Isaac, so then that arouses heavenly mercy, and a person can undo all kinds of decrees by having that intention when he reads the verse. So you read it, and you don't realize that medrash, and you say, okay, so the pasuk told me to slaughter it on the north. What? Okay, fine. You know, what difference does that make? That's one small insight, and our sages say that insight, when you can have that kavanah, when you read the pasuk, so it can have tremendous impact reading it. And that's why we do actually read that pasuk every morning and evening if you say kobanot. When it comes to the parasha of the Ktores, so it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to heaven, so first he had it out with the angels. The angels were very upset at him that he was coming to take the Torah. And then when Moshe was told by Hashem to debate the angels, so ultimately he won the debate. And then Hashem told the angels, give him a gift. Every angel was supposed to give Moshe a gift. So the angel of death gave Moshe the gift. He told him a secret. He said to him, when there's a plague, you do the Ktores, and that can stop the plague. That was the gift of the angel of death. Why does that work? I have no idea. But that was the secret that he revealed to Moshe. So I guess the Medrash is indicating in that story of Rav Acha, where by reading the parasha of the Ktores in different places in the city, they could affect it that the plague stopped in the city. So the Medrash is, I guess, alluding to this idea that not only the offering of the Ktores has this potency, also the reading of it, as we find the Navi tells us, Shalema Parim Sefatenu, that we recount the sacrifices with our lips, we say it over, and that's as though we actually offered them. Bottom line, the idea is that by recounting the parasha of the Ktores, it's as though we brought the Ktores. And if bringing the Ktores has that potency, for whatever reason, I don't know why, so then reading the parasha of the Ktores in certain respects can also have an element of that potency. So that's in a nutshell, a short answer to the question.